Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Today we will explore another important topic from Surah Al-Baqarah, and that is the construction of the Holy Kaaba and the supplication of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. In this episode, we'll discuss the significance and excellence of the Holy Kaaba, its attributes, the process of its construction, and the heartfelt supplication made by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. We'll also cover the importance and excellence of supplication, why some prayers may go unanswered, and the proper conditions and manners of supplication. Additionally, we'll highlight the virtues of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's begin our episode with the excellence of durood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "As long as a Muslim recites durood upon me, the angels continue to shower mercies upon him. Now, it is up to the person whether he chooses to recite a few or many." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, the Holy Kaaba is the oldest and most revered house of Allah Almighty on earth. It is referred to in various ways in the Holy Quran, including Baytullah, Ka'batullah, Bayt-e Haram and Bayt-e Atiq. Hajj and Umrah are performed here, and this house serves as a guidance for all. This house is in Mecca, a city for which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam expressed deep love. Performing a single good deed in this sacred place is equivalent to performing 100,000 good deeds. It is a qibla for Muslims around the world, and both Allah Almighty and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam have highlighted its significance. Given all this, no other place on earth can compare to the excellence and importance of this house. It was the first house ever built and designated for people to worship in. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 96 of Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِيَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ Translation from Kanzul Irfan, indeed, the very first house made for the people to facilitate worship is that which is in Mecca, blessed and guidance for the whole world. Allah Almighty has clearly mentioned this city as a blessed place. One of the remarkable attributes of the Holy Kaaba is that no bird rests on it, nor does any bird fly directly over it. Among those who were granted the honor of building this blessed house is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Almighty mentions this in Surah Al-Baqarah, proclaiming in verse 127, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and when Ibrahim and Ismail were raising the foundations of this house. Due to the presence of the Holy Kaaba, Allah Almighty has made the limit of the entire sacred haram a place of peace and security. In a world where violence and unrest are widespread and peace seems elusive, Allah Almighty has established the Haram as a sanctuary where even animals live in harmony. The person who enters the sacred Haram is under the protection of Allah Almighty, who guarantees his safety. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 97 of Surah Ali Imran, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and whosoever entered it became protected. Allah Almighty has taken the responsibility of protecting this sacred city. Throughout history, anyone who attempted to harm it met with divine retribution. A clear example of this is the story of the people of the elephants, whose army was destroyed by Ababil, the swarms of birds sent by Allah Almighty, leading to their ultimate downfall. Dear viewers, the blessed ahadith also highlight the numerous excellences of the Holy Kaaba. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "This house, the Holy Kaaba, is a pillar of Islam. If someone sets out with the intention of performing Hajj or Umrah and passes away before reaching it, it is incumbent upon the mercy of Allah Almighty to admit him into paradise. And if he returns after performing Hajj, he will come back with reward." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Looking at the Holy Kaaba is also worship." Dear viewers, Allah Almighty has granted the Holy Kaaba many remarkable attributes. Let's explore some of them. The Holy Kaaba was established as a universal place of worship, while Baitul Muqaddas was the Qibla for a specific group at a specific time. Hajj to the Holy Kaaba was made obligatory for all Muslims. Hajj has always been performed at the Holy Kaaba. While Baitul Muqaddas served as a Qibla, Hajj was never conducted there. The Holy Kaaba is adorned with many signs, including the standing place of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Birds that fall ill find healing by flying in the vicinity of the Holy Kaaba. Within the boundaries of the sacred Haram, wild animals coexist peacefully. Even dogs do not hunt deer. People are naturally drawn to the Holy Kaaba, and merely looking at it brings tears to their eyes. On the night before Fridays, the souls of the awliya gather around it. Anyone who intends to disrespect the Holy Kaaba faces ruin. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, from the excellences and attributes of the Holy Kaaba, its significance is evident. For Muslims, the Holy Kaaba holds immense importance. It is a place of great reverence, with Muslims making pilgrimages for Hajj and Umrah and facing the Kaaba during their daily prayers. Allah Almighty emphasizes its importance in the Holy Quran, stating in verse 97 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامَ قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ وَشَهْرَ الْحَرَامَ وَالْهَدْيَ وَالْقَلَائِدَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, Allah has made the Kaaba, the sacred house, a means of establishment for people, and the sacred month and the sacrificial animal brought forth, and the animals with marked collars brought forth for the sacrifice of Hajj. The significance of the Holy Kaaba is highlighted by its role as the Qibla, the direction Muslims face during prayer. Another reason for its importance is the presence of the stone known as Hajr-e-Aswad, which is a stone from paradise. Dear viewers, we've explored the excellence and importance of the Holy Kaaba. Now let's discuss its construction. During the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, the Kaaba was elevated to the heavens, leaving only a high mound at its original site. Later, by the command of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam rebuilt the Kaaba on its original foundations, with Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam honored to bring the stones for its construction. Dear viewers, we've learned that building a masjid is a sunnah of the Prophets alayhi salam. In Islam, a masjid holds great significance as it serves as a place of congregation and a center for the Muslim community. Constructing a masjid is a highly esteemed act of worship. For those who contribute to building a masjid, homes are prepared in paradise. Hence, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, "Whoever builds a house for the sake of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will build a house for him in paradise." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the blessed ahadith, there is encouragement to build masajid and ensure their upkeep. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam himself took part in the construction of Masjid-e-Nabawi. Therefore, following the sunnah of the Prophets alayhi wasallam, we should actively participate in building masajid and generously contribute our resources to this noble cause. By doing so, we can earn the reward of having our own houses built in paradise. Dear viewers, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam completed the construction of the Holy Kaaba by the command of the Almighty, he made several supplications in the court of Allah Almighty. One of these supplications was for an increase in sustenance. He alayhi salam prayed to the Almighty, رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, O my Lord, make this city a sanctuary and grant sustenance of various fruits to its residents, those who believe in Allah and the last day. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed for abundant sustenance in the Holy Kaaba, and Allah Almighty, in His generosity, answered this supplication. Today we can see the fulfillment of this prayer with our own eyes, as the fruits and foods from around the world are available there in abundance. Dear viewers, indeed, it is through the blessings of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's supplication that the sacred Haram remains peaceful today, with the bounties of the entire world present there. Supplication is truly a powerful form of worship. Through it, many people achieve their goals, resolve problems, alleviate suffering, prevent calamities, and overcome ordeals. Allah Almighty, in His generosity, responds to those who sincerely supplicate, encouraging us to make supplications. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 60 of Surah Al-Mu'min, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, call upon me, I shall answer your prayer. From this blessed verse, we learn the importance of making supplications to Allah Almighty. Likewise, the encouragement to supplicate is also emphasized in the blessed ahadith. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, supplication benefits a person in both the trials that have already occurred and those that are yet to come. Therefore, O people, it is essential for you to supplicate to Allah Almighty. Dear viewers, supplication holds great honor in the court of Allah Almighty. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, nothing is more honorable to Allah Almighty than supplication. Similarly, supplication is described as a pillar of religion and the light of the heavens and the earth. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, supplication is a weapon for Muslims, a pillar of religion, and a light for both the heavens and the earth. Supplication can prevent problems and sufferings from descending, and it helps in having sins forgiven. Additionally, constant supplication, day and night, is a means of protection from enemies and a source of abundant sustenance. Dear viewers, if any of us is granted the ability to make supplications, it is a great honor as it opens the doors of mercy from Allah Almighty. One blessing of supplication is that it averts calamities. If we want to protect ourselves from misfortunes and suffering, seek abundance in our sustenance, have our sins forgiven, open the doors of mercy, and be relieved of adversaries, we should engage in frequent supplication. Not only does supplication bring these virtues and blessings, but it also elevates our status in the court of Allah Almighty. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned, supplication is a means of gaining worth and status in the court of Allah Almighty. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, indeed Allah Almighty has promised to answer supplications, and by His mercy, He responds to our prayers. However, there are times when our supplications may not be answered. Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi outlines some reasons for this, saying, if your supplication is not answered, consider it a reflection of your own shortcomings. There is no imperfection in His bestowal. Rather, it may be that there is a defect in the way the supplication was made. Here are a few reasons why supplications may be rejected. Number one, if you miss a condition or a manner of supplication, this may be the reason your prayers are not answered. Complaining about the Almighty instead of reflecting on your own shortcomings shows a form of immodesty. Number two, remaining involved in sins. Number three, istighna'i mawla. Allah Almighty is the ruler, not subservient. He is dominant, not subdued. He is the owner, not a follower. If He does not answer your supplication, how can you dare to be unhappy or angry or to make a complaint? Even the most devout among us understand that He gives when He wills and withholds when He wills. So who are we to insist on getting our desires fulfilled? Number four, it is the wisdom of the Almighty that sometimes in our ignorance, we ask for things that are not good for us, and out of His kindness, He does not grant them. For instance, you may seek wealth and resources, but He knows they could lead you away from your faith. Or you might ask for health and safety, but in His knowledge, these could be harmful to your hereafter. In such cases, it is better for our supplications to be rejected. Number five, sometimes Allah Almighty chooses to reward you in the hereafter in response to your supplication. You may ask for worldly resources, but the Almighty reserves for you far greater rewards in the hereafter. This calls for gratitude, not complaint. Therefore, if our supplications are not answered, we should reflect on these reasons and, along with repenting for our sins, practice patience. We have explored the importance and excellence of supplication, as well as the reasons why some supplications may not be answered. Now let's turn our attention to the conditions and manners we should observe when making supplications, and the key actions we should ensure to perform. Scholars have outlined several conditions and manners to follow when supplicating. Number one, ensure sincerity in your supplication. Number two, focus your heart solely on the supplication without distraction. Number three, the supplication should not involve anything forbidden by Sharia. Number four, the person making the supplication should have faith in the mercy of Allah Almighty. Number five, if a response to the supplication does not seem apparent, do not complain by saying, "I supplicated, but it wasn't answered." Number six, the person making the supplication should be in a state of purity. Number seven, face the Qibla while supplicating. Number eight, make the supplication with full attention and focus. Number nine, recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam both before and after the supplication. Number 10, stretch your hands towards the sky and include other Muslims in your supplication. Number 11, supplicate during moments of acceptance, such as between Friday sermons, while it's raining at the time of iftar, during the third part of the night, or at gatherings where the Holy Quran is completed. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, when a supplication is made with all of these conditions and manners, it is more likely to be answered. However, it is important to remember that even if all these guidelines are followed, it doesn't always mean the supplication will be answered in the exact way we desire. There are other forms in which it may be accepted. As the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, when a person supplicates to the Almighty, the supplication is answered in one of three ways. Either the wish is granted quickly in this world, it is stored for them in the hereafter, or it becomes an expiation for his sins. However, the supplication should not be for something sinful or for severing ties of kinship, and the person should not be hasty in expecting its acceptance. The Holy Companions alayhim ridwan asked, what does it mean to make haste? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied, it means saying that one made supplication but it was not answered. May Allah Almighty grant us all the ability to supplicate with sincerity and in the proper manner, and to be content with His will. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, now let's explore some of the excellences of Surah Al-Baqarah and wrap up today's episode. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, do not turn your homes into graveyards, meaning perform worship in your houses. Satan flees from a house where Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. In another place, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, everything has its peak, and the peak of the Holy Quran is Surah Al-Baqarah. It includes a verse that is the chief of all Quranic verses, and that is Ayatul Kursi. Similarly, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, if a person recites Surah Al-Baqarah in his home during the day, Satan will stay away from that house for 3 days. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we explored the excellence and significance of the Holy Kaaba, including its attributes and construction, as well as the supplication of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam after its completion. We also discussed the importance of supplication, reasons why supplications may not be answered, and the conditions and manners for making them. At the end of the episode, we highlighted the virtues of Surah Al-Baqarah. This concludes our discussion on topics from Surah Al-Baqarah. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. Insha'Allah, we will be back in the next episode with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.